and put it in there. It's not ashes, it's a burnt coal. Put it in there and cover it up. That's delicious. Take it out and rub a little butter on it, a little salt.
How long do you have to cook it?
It don't take long to cook corn when it's fresh. It'll cook right quick. You know, when you're boiling it on the cob, you don't boil it but about 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's easy to overdo it.
It's not good if you cook it too much. And I've done that. And I have roasted potatoes. My children have in the ashes. You know, the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
The jacket on. And they have a lot of red coals. Put it in there and covered up the red coals and roast it. I've done that for the children to see when they were little.
Can you think of anything else?
I imagine you could roast the white potatoes, but I never did. Wrap them in tin foil, you know, and put them in there. They'd be good. But
yeah, I think
and probably roast quicker than that doing the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love baked potatoes. I don't do it very often because to me it takes a long time to bake a potato.
It does take
and you never want to bake but one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not
one of the things worthwhile to heat up the oven.
Boy, they like. I've got a niece in Savannah that she says she don't roast her. She just wraps them in tin foil and puts them in the pressure cooker.
For goodness sake.
And she says they're real good that-a-way.
Well, now that's interesting to know about. I didn't know you could wrap them in foil before you put them in the pressure cooker.
Oh,
I cook them sometimes, you know, boil them in the pressure cooker.
Yeah, I do too, but I've never wrapped them. She says she wraps hers and then steam them like in the pressure.
I'm going to try that.
Well, I thought I would, but I never have. Yeah. My husband don't go in much for baked potatoes. Well, he don't eat too much of anything more. And he used to be a big eater, but he don't eat like he used to. And he used to love rice and tomatoes when we were first married. Better than anything that I could cook. Now he won't even eat rice and tomatoes.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, how do you fix the rice and tomatoes?
Well, I just boil the rice, you know, just like you'd boil it.
Just on your hard rice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I stew the tomatoes, put a little butter in them, and I usually put a little thickening in mine and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And wheat, while they're not nice and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And pepper. And I always add a little sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Give them tea and sour. I like them myself, but he don't care for them anymore. So many things that I used to fix when we were young and when the children were at home that I don't fix anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She don't make it herself. So she don't have to
But
she's got me.
What? Oh, did your mother ever make bread and loaves?
Oh, yeah. Pones, she used to call it.
Uh-huh.
What we was talking about a while ago, the little loaves.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about big loaves of bread made out of wheat flour? Did she ever make?
Oh, like light bread? No, she never did do that.
Mm-hmm.
She never made that kind of bread.
Well, did you all buy that kind of bread, or did you just eat cornbread?
Well, after I was almost grown, we got where we could buy it. When I was a child, a little one, we didn't buy that kind of bread. We didn't see it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I was all, good big girl before I ever saw light bread.
For goodness sake.
But now out in Washington State, where my daughter lives, they still make the loaves, make their own bread.
Uh-huh.
And she says it's delicious herself because she don't have no family now. But she's got a neighbor that makes it and says when she makes fresh bread, she always brings me a little loaf and says it's so good.
Well, they are because
well, I guess a lot of people make it here, but don't we make rolls with the yeast?
Uh-huh.
I seldom ever do that just for tea. You know, you do have to make it and let it rise and then roll it out and let it rise again. It's just too much trouble. I don't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you've got a lot of people. It's
to eat. Well, I don't.
See, what about something that's made out of cornmeal that people fry and eat with fish?
That's corn dodger.